Mommy, I'm bored. Can we go to
the Bronx Zoo for the biggest, most realistic dinosaur safari ride in America?
Dad, I'm tired of the swing. Can we go to
the Bronx Zoo for the biggest, most realistic dinosaur safari ride in America?
There's no room to build a sandcastle. Can we go to
the Bronx Zoo for the biggest, most realistic dinosaur safari ride in America? Make your day prehistoric at the Bronx Zoo Dinosaur Safari.
Every legend is built. This one starts with a frame. We raised a great stature and gave it a name. The BMW X7. It's the biggest one yet. Fitting power and style, the best you can get. An all-leather interior, its luxury shows. So we kept it right up for all of three rows. With its dynamic driving, you chase your desires. The true mark of this legend is how it inspires. The first ever BMW X7. Make every day legendary.
Exceptional offers through BMW Financial Services at BMWNYC.com. BMW of Manhattan. Driven by more.
Pablo, if you're listening to this live stream, that pork's name is now Turbis.
Welcome, Star Wars fans. This is a special episode of Tatooine Sons where we are going to be talking about the tiny bit of information we got from the Galaxy's Edge panel. I am BB Nate, and I'm joined first by my brother, Samuel the Hutt.
A cheer to Star Wars fans. Thanks for tuning in. And if you're not a Star Wars fan, then you're probably still going to want to check out Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah. Mommy! I'm bored. Can we go to
the Bronx Zoo for the biggest, most realistic dinosaur safari ride in America?
Dad, I'm tired of the swing. Can we go to
the Bronx Zoo for the biggest, most realistic dinosaur safari ride in America?
There's no room to build a sandcastle. Can we go to
the Bronx Zoo for the biggest, most realistic dinosaur safari ride in America? Make your day prehistoric at the Bronx Zoo Dinosaur Safari.
Yeah, but don't worry about whether or not you watch the live stream on the panel, because they didn't really talk about much.
And, of course, you can have Star Wars without bizarre father figures. So on that note, here's my dad, the Bowtie Jedi guy.
It's like we're doing one constant podcast is what it feels like for you guys right now, doesn't it? Like, we started it yesterday and it hasn't stopped. But anyway, I hope that you're listening and enjoying this. This podcast isn't going to be very long because we didn't, A, go to the Galaxy's Edge panel. That was the one panel lottery we didn't win. And, B, they didn't really tell us a whole lot. They just, it was a big, you know, hour-long commercial.
Hour and a half.
Was that how long it went?
Yes, it was an hour and a half.
Wow. And so it was an hour and a half long commercial for Disney World, which is great. But we're going to share some of the things that we've read that they revealed. There is some tiny bits of new information in it, but we're going to talk a little bit about that. So let's go around. I'm going to have you start, Samuel, that share sort of a one of the things that you took from what we've learned about Galaxy's Edge from the panel today.
I'm forgetting. Oh, we got some news about the Falcon, more about the ride.
Yeah, what's the name of that ride again?
Smuggler's Run.
Okay.
And they were talking about how you're not only going to be able to just fly the Falcon, but you're going to be able to repair it, fuel it, use the guns. I mean, fully immersive. Which I like that because I was worried it's just going to be sit there in the cockpit and fly it. So
yeah, and so that's going to be a lot of fun to be able to. Oh wow, there's a Willow Hood cosplay walk over there. Anyway,
so they had a parade recently, and somebody decided that they were not going to dress up as Willow Hood, but they're going to dress up as an ice cream maker and take around and hold a plush doll of Willow Hood.
Well, hey, that's pretty cool. These are the things you miss when you're not actually at Star Wars Celebration. Anyway, Smuggler's Run is the run where the ride where you get to fly on the Millennium Falcon. I'm just trying to figure out how it's going to feel like the Falcon with six seats. I think I said that on a previous episode of our show. But apparently we get to be more involved with that. So that's kind of cool. What's something that stood out to you, BB Nate?
Well, that the fact that... Oh, yeah, the planet's going to be why they're making a new planet is that so it doesn't feel like you're just going to, like, an old planet, like, say Endor or something like that. They want it to be fully immersive, so where you can make, where you can see canon stuff being tied in with it, and so you can make a totally new immersive experience.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to take canon like they've been doing through Thrawn Alliances, and they showed all the different books and things that they've done, which we talked a little bit about on the Lucasfilm Publishing Panel episode yesterday. But they're tying in all these things so that Black Spire feels like it's part of the Star Wars universe. It has connections to our characters that we love so much and storylines that we love. But it's not a planet that we've seen in a movie where we just get to go to a planet like that. So that's going to be kind of cool. They announced Yoda is going to be a part of it, which is, I'm not sure how that's going to work now that I think about it, because this is set in the Resistance era, and Yoda's going to be around, so Yoda's dead. So are we getting Force Ghost Yoda at Black Spire?
No, that's the only thing that makes sense, but otherwise, I don't know. I really don't know where they're going to be able to go with that.
Yeah, what do you think about it, BB-8?
I think we are getting a holographic, because I said that Yoda's going to be there, and the only way we can get him is Force Ghost.
Well, you can build, like, lightsabers and do different Jedi training type things, so maybe there's a, maybe Rey's going to make a Jedi Academy, and Force Ghost Yoda is going to, I don't know, probably not. I mean, there's not a whole lot else. Was there anything else that you noticed, Samuel Hutt?
We're getting new music for the cantina. That'll be fun. I haven't listened to it or anything yet, but there's going to be a new droid band playing some new cantina music at Black Spire, so that'll be fun. That's one of my favorite parts of it.
Yeah, and while we're in the cantina, you get the guy that was the pilot of the Star Tours ride for years and years, Rex, the droid, so that'll be kind of cool. I think that pretty much sums up everything that we know about the panel. Like I said, it wasn't much of a revelation for anything. It was more of just a commercial. So congratulations for all you people that got to get in on that panel. I hope that you enjoyed it. Maybe it was more fun in the presence of the room, but I've heard from people that it wasn't. So, I guess that pretty much sums it up. We're going to be doing a couple more interviews today, so keep posting in. Ooh, we just got a Temple Guard from Season 1 Rebels. Ooh, and Sonara from Resistance. Ooh. All right, anyway, that pretty much sums it up. I guess anything else you want to say, BB Nate?
May the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you, always.
This party's over.
I like that Wookiee.
Don't get technical with me.
Droid, please.
Yep, yep.
5-Hour Tea with caffeine from green tea leaves. It's delicious, energizing, and comes in 3 amazing flavors. With 0 sugar and 4 calories, it fits your life. With its compact size and portability, it goes where you go. To the campsite, the hiking trail, the beach, without weighing you down. 5-Hour Tea. Caffeine from green tea leaves. Release your natural side. From the makers of 5-Hour Energy. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
This February, history will be made. Millions will watch as 80 years of unjust stigma is left in the past. A product that drove good people to the black market will be revealed as one that's creating a new global market. This February, what inspired this symbol of counterculture? Will at long last be seen as just culture? The new normal is coming. Will you be one of the first to see it? Visit MedMen.com to watch an exclusive preview.